poll, 75% support voter ID law, including 60% of Democrats. By Joel B. Polak on March 17, 2021. A new poll set to be released Wednesday by Rasmussen Reports indicates that 75% of Americans support voter ID laws that require voters to show photo identification before voting, including 60% of Democrats. Only 21% oppose such laws. Democrats are currently pursuing federal legislation to override state voter ID laws. H.R. 1, the so-called For the People Act, has already passed the Democrat-controlled House and will soon be introduced in the Senate. Many Democrats are calling for the filibuster to eliminate it or reformed so that H.R. 1 can pass by a simple majority vote, ending voter ID. Rasmussen said. 75% support voter ID laws. As the U.S. Senate considers legislation that would revamp America's election laws, voters still overwhelmingly support laws requiring that voters show identification before casting a ballot. 75% of likely U.S. voters believe voters should be required to show photo identification such as a driver's license before being allowed to vote. Only 21% are opposed to such a requirement. 36 states have enacted some form of voter ID law, but those laws would be nullified if the Senate approves H.R. 1, which passed the House on a party-line vote. Critics say H.R. 1 would force states to allow anyone to vote who simply signs a form saying that they are who they claim they are. Support for voter ID laws has actually increased since 2018, when 67% said voters should be required to show photo identification such as a driver's license before being allowed to vote. 89% of Republicans support voter ID requirements, as do 60% of Democrats and 77% of voters not affiliated with either major party. Preliminary cross-tabs shared with Breitbart News show that black voters also favor voter ID, 69% to 25%, and were evenly split, 43% to 43%, on the question of whether voter ID is discriminatory. 51% of Democrats as a whole said that it was, as did 59% of self-identified liberals. 60% of overall voters said that it was not, versus 31% who said that it was. Voter ID is standard in much of the rest of the world, including poor, war-torn regions such as Uganda and Iraq, below. Democrats, such as Senate Majority Leader Dick Durbin, DEL, the number two-ranked member of his caucus, said Monday that the filibuster needed to be reformed because it is being misused by some senators to block legislation urgently needed and supported by strong majorities of the American people. However, a strong majority opposes parts of H.R. 1. At least the voter ID provisions, which contradict the preferences of 3 out of 4 likely U.S. voters, according to Rasmussen. H.R. 1 says states may not require an individual to provide any form of identification as a condition of obtaining an absentee ballot and lets voters to use a sworn written statement rather than photo ID, which it calls a restriction on the right to vote. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.